This is Douchy's Night Sky podcast for 8 o'clock p.m. on the 20th of July 2009. And it's based from Shepparton, Victoria, Australia. Well, hey guys, and welcome to this first episode of the podcast. I'm going to make an episode of this podcast probably about every few weeks, so that as we travel through this semester together and as things change in the sky, you'll be able to get this, put it on your iPod, go outside, and we'll talk our way through the night sky. There are no pictures on the screen, and that's because what you really want to be doing is using your eyes to look at the sky, and you know, looking at a screen is going to make your pupils constrict. So you may even want to wait just a couple minutes, just pause the podcast, wait just a couple of minutes until your eyes get accustomed to the dark, and then resume playing. So go outside, find a nice dark spot away from any streetlights. And then pause. Just wait for your eyes to get used to the dark. Now we're going to start off tonight by looking straight up. So wherever you're standing, look straight above your head. And what you should be able to see, firstly, you should be able to see the Milky Way. And if your eyes have become, you know, suitably accustomed to the dark, look for the very thickest, whitest part of the Milky Way. The Milky Way is going to look like, I guess, it's going to look a bit like clouds, assuming that there are no clouds, assuming that it's actually a clear night. The Milky Way will sort of look like a cloud running across the sky, and if you look for the very, very thickest part of that, just like we said in class, that point in the sky is right near the constellation that we call Sagittarius. Now remember, Sagittarius is a sort of a half man, half horse. But the constellation, you know, it doesn't actually, the stars don't really look much like a half man, half horse. They actually look rather like a teapot tipped onto its side with the handle facing downwards and the spout of the teapot right near that thickest, whitest part of the Milky Way. Just above that, you might be able to see a very, very bright, slightly reddish-coloured star. It'll be the brightest star in that part of the sky. If you look straight up above your head, it'll be quite a bright-looking star, and slightly, or it's not traffic light red. It's not really, really red, but it's certainly got an orange tinge about it when you compare it to the other stars around it. Well, that star is Antares, and it's the heart of Scorpio, the scorpion. Or in fact, astronomers tend to call it Scorpius rather than Scorpio. Now, if your body is facing east and you're looking straight up at Antares, this red star in Scorpius, curling away and down to your right, you should be able to make out the tail of the scorpion. Okay, so if you're facing east, the tail will be curling slightly downwards and to your right. It's quite a big constellation. I think sometimes when people are looking for Scorpius, they can't see it because they're looking for something small like the Southern Cross. But Scorpius is much bigger than the Southern Cross. It'll take up, you know, really, at this time of the year, when you're looking straight up, Scorpius is this magnificent big constellation sort of right up above your head there. Now, we'll learn about some other constellations in class over the next week or so, and I'll make another episode of the podcast. We'll come back and look at Scorpius, and we'll look at some of the interesting things that are in Scorpius, as well as in some of the other constellations nearby it, like, for example, Sagittarius and Libra. But what I want to do tonight is just take you to look at a couple of other things that I think are really interesting and worth having a look at. First of all, if you want to turn around and face roughly west to northwest. Obviously, this requires you having a bit of a bearings. You need to sort of know which way is which. But if you want to face roughly west, down quite low in the sky, around about 16 degrees, that's, for most of us, that's probably about one hand span. If you hold your hand out in front of you at arm's length and stretch your finger and thumb as far apart as they can go, about one hand span above the horizon, you should be able to see a bright, slightly yellowish object. Okay, can you see that? If there are any trees in the way or houses, you might need to find, you know, walk away from your house a little bit so that you can see down near the horizon, because a handspan's not very, very far. 16 degrees above the horizon isn't very far. But about a handspan above the horizon, you should be able to see this bright yellowish object, and that is the planet Saturn. Okay, and roughly, if you turn around now and face in almost the exact opposite direction, so you're looking roughly east, but much closer to the horizon. So now we're only really talking about, you know, half a hand span, about 5 or 6 degrees above the horizon to the east. Again, you'll see another very bright object low, right down on the horizon. And that object is the giant planet Jupiter. Now, if you can't see that yet, if it's too low, if perhaps there's trees on the horizon and you can't see Jupiter over in the east, you'll certainly be able to see it when it's visible because it's a very bright object. But it, at the moment, will be coming up in the sky. It'll be rising in the sky. So if you can't see it yet, you know, leave it for half an hour or an hour, come back out and have a look, and you'll certainly be able to see it then. And if you still can't see it because you've got big trees, you know, if you wait a few hours, when you come back, it'll be nice and high in the sky and the brightest thing that you'll be able to see, you know, over in the eastern part of the sky. So it's, you know, it's pretty much unmissable. Okay, so if you can see those three things in the night sky tonight, we'll be doing pretty well. So Saturn very low in the west and getting lower. So if you haven't been able to see it now, you won't be able to see it later on. Jupiter in the eastern part of the sky, which you will be able to see later on if you can't already, very low in the sky at the moment. And directly above your head, the constellation of Scorpius, which you definitely should be able to see because it's straight up and sort of taking up quite a large piece of the sky. And again, if you're facing east, you should be able to see Antares, this bright orangish red star, and the tail of the scorpion curling away and down to your right. And just below the tail, that's where the thickest part of the Milky Way will be, which is just above the constellation of Sagittarius. And you'll see the constellation of Sagittarius, even if you can't make out, you know, the character, the mythical character of Sagittarius, and even if you can't make out the teapot that I've been showing you in class, you will be able to see a bunch of fairly bright stars there, just below that part of the Milky Way. And that collection of fairly bright stars is Sagittarius. All right, well, that'll do us for this first episode of the podcast. We're really just wanting to get our bearings, aren't we? And but as I said, we'll have an episode like this, you know, every few weeks is what I plan to do, so that by the end of the semester, you'll be really familiar with the night sky. And as it changes over the course of the semester, obviously, the things that we're seeing in the sky are going to change as well. All right, good on you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back in class on Thursday.